Hey folks, it's Alan Cones here with Bunyan Wars, giving you the truth about Boston University. Now let me ask you something. Have you ever seen a Canada Goose jacket in the lost and found anywhere on campus for more than 5 minutes? No, you haven't. And I'll tell you why you haven't. President Brown is taking Canada Goose jackets from these lost and founds and grinding them into a meat-like substance and then using this quote-unquote meat in hamburgers at dining halls. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Ugh, Alan, we never see President Brown anywhere. So how does he take the jackets if we never see him on campus?
Well, I'll tell you how. Apparently, President Brown has henchmen scattered around campus, and these henchmen go to their individual lost and founds and take the jackets and take them to President Brown. Now, where is President Brown getting these henchmen? Well, none other than CGS. He finally found a use for those students. Now, where exactly do these henchmen take these jackets to have them grinded? Well, an insider tells me that this grinder is located in the basement of the Kenmore building. Now, you didn't think the Kenmore building had a basement, did you? That's exactly what they want you to think! I'm sorry, folks. The bottom line here is that students have been eating Canada Goose jackets, thinking they're hamburgers, for the last 2 years. I have the report right here. It says, pick up dry cleaning. Wait, no, that's not right. Right here. It says, Boston University had a contract dispute with their meat distributor, resulting in the termination of said contract. Now, what would President Brown do as an act of desperation? Well, he'd find the most prolific thing on campus. That's right, Canada Goose jackets. So if you're in the dining hall, do not eat these sham burgers. And if you own a Canada Goose jacket, for God's sake, stop losing your damn jackets! Oh, I'm sick of this crap! Time's 3 p.m.